It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, a new reality competition is bringing 8 drag queens from Wisconsin and Illinois to summer camp for 1 week. We'll get a preview with the co-creator of the upcoming YouTube series. First, CNN reported this week that the TSA at one point was considering eliminating passenger screening at more than 150 small and medium-sized airports across the United States as a cost-cutting measure. The TSA says no decision has been made on the plan, and there's some question over how serious the idea was in the first place. The change would mark a major shift in how airports handle security in a post-9/11 world. Bart Janssen joins us now with more on the story. He's a transportation reporter for USA Today, where he covers the Federal Aviation Administration and the Transportation Security Administration. Bart, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Bart, walk us through this idea. What was being considered here by the TSA?
Well, the TSA has taken a look at this at least since 2011, and each year they go through their budget. They try to see, okay, where might we become more efficient, where might we save costs. And so CNN got some internal documents from a working group that was studying this in June and July that said, well, you know, if they eliminated the checkpoints at 150 of the smallest airports, they could save somewhere in the neighborhood of $115 million a year, and that those airports don't handle very many commercial airline flights or passengers. These would be airports with only planes up to 60 seats apiece, and that handle basically about 10,000 passengers a day. So in exchange for handling 10,000 passengers a day, they staff about 1,300 screeners. So it's a lot of staffing for not very many passengers.
And how serious was this? How far along was this? Or is this something that's kind of out there, people look at it and are shocked, but it probably was never going to happen?
Well, it is not a formal proposal. It is not part of a budget. It is something that they have studied over many years, and so I personally don't think it was, you know, on the verge of happening. If it happens, I will cover it and report on it. But, you know, they are talking about it. It's one thing that they're looking at, and by just studying it, it just sparked a firestorm of criticism from lawmakers and also security experts, saying that they'd be nervous if you all of a sudden pulled up the federal screening at one-third of the airports that they now screen at.
Yeah, in your writing on this, you talked to some security experts. What were some of the concerns that they raised?
Well, there were both financial concerns and security. On the financial side, a few years ago, a guy you might recognize, Paul Ryan, and Patty Murray cut a budget deal in 2012 to avoid a fiscal cliff that diverted some of the TSA ticket fees on each ticket to help reduce the federal deficit. And they do that by about $1.3 billion a year. So if you just allowed the ticket fees to go straight to TSA instead of helping the deficit, you'd have 10 times more money than you have possibly saved by doing this, closing the checkpoints. So that's sort of just the financial side of it. On the security side, what they're saying is, well, it doesn't matter. You don't have to have the largest planes to cause a whole lot of trouble if you're a terrorist. And if it were easier to get on a smaller plane with only 60 seats, you might still be able to do something very bad with that smaller plane. So there's some concern about just removing security from those smaller from the smaller airports. In addition, if you did this, the idea would be that you'd still have to screen those connecting passengers if they flew out of, for example, Rhinelander Oneida County Airport or Eau Claire Chippewa Valley Regional Airports toward larger cities like Milwaukee or Madison, that you'd have to screen the passengers connecting in Milwaukee or Madison, so you'd have to set up a whole new stream of checkpoints and screening within those larger airports, and that could be chaotic and difficult for both airports and airlines. And so that's where you hear both about the security risk, hey, we don't want bad guys to get on planes anywhere, and also just the logistical difficulties of dealing with this if you really went ahead with it.
Talking to Bart Janssen, transportation reporter at the USA Today, talking about a TSA idea, not even a formal proposal, but they were reportedly looking at stopping security screenings for smaller airports around the country, about 150. By my count, it's probably 5-6 airports here in Wisconsin would have been affected by this. Bart, looking at this, do we know, can we look state by state and say this airport would have been affected, this one wouldn't, or was it not far enough along at that point?
My understanding is that it was not far enough along. CNN said they did not have a list of the airports that were actually being mentioned. What I did was look through a list from the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, about the largest 450 airports, and so just looked at the ones from 300 to 450, the smaller ones. And if you assume that they do have TSA checkpoints, then they would be the likely ones. And so two that I flagged for Wisconsin would be that Rhinelander and then the one in Eau Claire. Others around the country would be like Birmingham in New York State, Joplin in Missouri, Waterloo in Iowa. And one of the political facets of this debate, if it were to move forward, is these smaller airports were also the sorts of places that the FAA talked about perhaps closing towers a few years ago, ending the staffing in towers to save money when there was a fight over federal furloughs. And there was a huge outcry about that because people want to continue their airline service. They want people to be able to travel from those smaller cities into larger hubs. And so these are a lot of rural areas, and they're places where a lot of lawmakers in Congress want to defend these, want to continue funding them, whether it's for the air traffic control towers or, in this case, security screening.
Now, not having TSA security at an airport doesn't necessarily mean no security. I learned from your piece there are a handful of airports in the country that don't use the TSA. They have private security. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, there has been, Congress created the Transportation Security Administration after the terrorist attacks in 2001. They had been organized locally and essentially paid for by the airlines through the airports. Then it became federalized under TSA. The idea was to have stricter screening, to have federal standards, to have it be tougher to get bad things or bad people onto planes. And in the years since then, there has been some criticism, vocal criticism in Congress about perhaps, abolishing TSA, going back to private screening. Those efforts have not had much success. A big advocate was Representative John Mica, a Republican of Florida. He is no longer in Congress. But so as there have been these calls to perhaps scale back or curb TSA, one of the things that airports can do is petition to hire private screeners instead of TSA. And if TSA approves, then the airport hires this private company that searches the bags, carry-on bags, searches luggage, searches the passengers, just like you see in other airports, but it is a private screener that has to meet TSA standards. So when you walk through the airport, if you're not really looking at the uniforms, it feels very similar to TSA. And these were mostly in a string of smaller airports in like Montana and Wyoming, where they just found there was so little staffing, they just found it easier to hire part-time people like in the morning and in the afternoon when there were rushes, and federal employment laws make it more difficult to shift staffing like that. But there are a couple of large airports, San Francisco and Kansas City, also have private screening. So it's a matter that they turn to this for ease or flexibility in staffing their screening workers, but they still have to meet TSA standards to be able to do that.
Bart, as we wrap up, I've talked to security experts, some, not all, who say, hey, this is security theater. We're paying a lot of money and taking a lot of time for a system that really isn't probably going to catch all that much wrongdoing. Are there still rumblings like that out there? Is anybody in a position to do something about it, saying, hey, we need to rethink the way we're doing these screenings?
Well, there are definitely critics of TSA in Congress. They, as I said, Mr. Mica has left Congress, but you hear that sort of voice every so often during hearings about, how effective is TSA? Is it worth the expense? a lot of the staffing goes toward people that you don't see. You know, you see the blue-shirted people in the airports doing the checkpoints and the carry-on bags, but you don't see things like federal air marshals who are undercover officers that fly on planes with guns to potentially thwart terrorists in the skies. You don't see a lot of the behind-the-scenes screening and just identification checks where they run a background check on people when you buy the ticket to make sure that there's nobody on a watch list or on a database. So part of the difficulty TSA has in communicating why they do a good job is that a lot of what they do you don't see, and you know you don't hear about them finding actual bombs at checkpoints in airports. But you know how much of it is a deterrent, and you know they do find a record number of guns each year. They find you know more than 6,000 guns at checkpoints all around the country. People, you know, not necessarily terrorists, but people bringing many times loaded weapons to the checkpoints that could potentially get on a plane, and they do find a lot of that. So there is criticism that it's security theater, that they aren't very effective, but they do find a lot of stuff, and what they always point to is there hasn't been a similar attack to September 11th since September 11th, and so they are a big part of the reason why that is.
Bart, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks much for having me.
Bart Janssen is a transportation reporter for USA Today, where he covers the Federal Aviation Administration and the Transportation Security Administration. He joined us to talk about the TSA's consideration of a plan that would have eliminated security screening at some of the nation's smaller airports.